Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here. Charlie Husen, other side of the glass. Football Friday continues. Some fantasy football now with Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. He joins us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. How are we doing today, Joe?
Not doing all right. I guess it's not been too cataclysmic in terms of injuries, at least yet. So that's good with six teams on bye. It's going to be difficult for everyone. So we're just trying to get through it from a fantasy perspective.
It's funny. It is going to be difficult for everyone. And one member of my family has Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford are the two quarterbacks, and got screwed up last week, played the wrong one. And now this week is trying to find a quarterback and came to me and said, what do I do? And, you know, there are some people out there, and I was like, I'm going to go Cam Ward. That's where I'm going. The Colts have given up like 700 yards of offense, I think, the last couple of weeks. So that was my advice. That's what they ended up doing. I said, well, I hope you're right. We'll see what happens. But I know Tennessee stinks, but that Colts defense, as good as that Colts offense is, that Colts defense has given up some points this year.
You're a Colts fan, right? Do I remember that correctly?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So, Charvarius Ward, which I missed last week on injury reserve due to that concussion that happened pregame, that's such a tough thing. I would not recommend Cam Ward. We're talking about 26 quarterbacks. I think he'd be like 24th, maybe Tua's 25 and somebody else is 26. Like, I'd rather play Joe Flacco. I'd certainly rather play Aaron Rodgers.
None of them available.
Yeah, I might even go Marcus Mariota. And like, if that's the case, they have Cam Ward.
Not
the last
going Marcus.
Ones.
I'd take you over Marcus Mariota. Stop.
I'm not going to get 50 yards rushing in a game, whereas Marcus Mariota might be able to. I don't know if Cam Ward can. I mean, like, if we are down to that level where we're talking about basically literally the last quarterbacks, I mean, it's an answer by default. And I think a lot of fantasy managers will be like, all right, well, probably going to lose this week anyway. If we're debating between Marcus Mariota and Cam Ward, it isn't a question of who's going to score more fantasy points.
Right,
but all right,
so
let's look forward to week 9.
Here
right?
you go.
You know, that's how it goes.
Marcus Mariota, Andy Dalton, Carson Wentz, Gabriel Tyrod Taylor, those are your options.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel would have been 26 for me. I just can't stand playing him. I don't mind Tyrod Taylor either against the Bengals. It was a lot like playing Jacoby Brissett last week, where you kind of had some faith there's going to be a guaranteed floor, and the Bengals defense gives you that. The only issue is Aaron Glenn will not confirm that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback and won't do it until the game starts. So I can't go down that direction either. Of those options, I still don't mind Marcus Mariota, but I get where Cam Ward's at too. You're right. The Colts defense gives a lot of points. They're favored by 14.5. Maybe there's some junk time production that happens from the Titans' perspective. I get it.
All right. So Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Sports TV. Have questions? Let's go. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. The 414 need to replace AJ Brown, Tez Johnson, Mooney, Troy Franklin, or Christian Watson.
Yeah, I'm happy Watson's gonna make his season debut. I'd be shocked if he plays more than 15 snaps. That's just not how the Packers do things, especially with these sorts of injuries. So
you're kidding
he's not
me.
Even
the, Hold on a second. You're kidding me, right? We sent Jair Alexander back out there when he was hurt and got him re-injured again. We've done the exact same thing to Zach Tom. We've done this plenty in the last 2 years, sending guys out there and overextending and getting them re-hurt again.
I would agree in those certain instances. I don't think that's really established trend though of the Packers, and often they end up putting them out there on games that really matter. I don't know if it's this one, a Week 8 contest Sunday night against the Steelers. That it'd be historically unprecedented to have Watson play anything more than 15 snaps across the NFL, right? Like coming off of this series as fast as he has been. I don't really think they're that type of team that runs out those guys injured, but I guess maybe we can differ on that. To answer the question though, I think Tez Johnson's probably the call. Like, I think he's going to get some volume. I get a little bit nervous. I mean, if he's 165 pounds, I'd be shocked. Like, that guy shouldn't be getting 7, 8, 9 targets, especially across the middle of the field. But what choice do the Buccaneers have? Emeka Buka is going to be healthy, but outside of that, it's been real bleak. No Chris Godwin, no Jalen McMillan. Doesn't seem like he's going to be returning. Mike Evans out. Like, I think Tez Johnson just sees some volume. And if the Buccaneers are to beat the Saints this week, it's because Baker Mayfield was once again awesome passing the ball. So Tez Johnson's my answer.
Bo Nix, though, man, this week. Bo Nix, he might have a week. He might have a week there. I'm
he had
saying.
A week last week.
I know.
He did really hit a quarter last week. It was fantastic.
I think this might be the week where Bo Nix kind of maybe puts it all together. We'll see. 262 on the Nicolay Law Talking text line. Andy Dalton, Mac Jones, or our guy, Joe Bartel's guy, Marcus Mariota. I would lean Dalton, right? Best matchup. That's from AJ. What do you got?
I'm leaning towards Mac Jones. I'm not sure what we have been watching the past 3 or 4 weeks, but I think Mac Jones has been totally fine. I thought the downgrade from Brock Purdy to Mac Jones has been minimal, and Kyle Shanahan has been able to use that offense effectively. It's going to be a Christian McCaffrey game. Once again, no Ricky Pearsall this week for the Niners. I'm playing Mac Jones confidently out of that group, and I don't know if I think Andy Dalton against the Bills is a better matchup than Mac Jones against and Kyle Shanahan against whatever the Texans defense. Texans defense is good, but like I think Mac Jones is definitely the call.
I told Charlie and Tommy this off the air at one point. If you ever get a chance, look up the video of Mac Jones when he gets selected in the draft. And I am telling you, when I saw him walk, I was out on Mac Jones. I'm not touching Mac Jones ever, 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 ever. There's no chance when I saw Mac Jones walk. Just the walk. He looks like, I don't know, somebody that's had several kids or whatever later in life walking after they've had the children. It does not look. Put it this way, he does not look like.
What does that mean?
Exactly, go watch it. Are you on? You can't do it now because you're on Zoom on this computer. Just Google it. Look it up on YouTube. Well, I'm telling you.
And then
he does not walk like an athlete.
I told you Mac was short for McCorkle. You said that was even worse. Now,
yeah.
Well, that is.
I don't even get the
McCorkle.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's a parody.
Are you trying to insult the legion of audience that has multiple children here?
Listen,
like the listening base is going to be all.
No!
Like, what are you talking about, Sparky?
Just look, man. The man does not look like an athlete. Just to watch his gait or whatever, you're just going to laugh. That's exactly what Charlie looked it up and busted out laughing. And then Tommy Wirtz came over and he started laughing. I was like, how did nobody watch the NFL draft that year and not be like, yeah, I don't want him on my team. I would be done. I don't have to watch a game. I just show me him walk. I'm out. See ya. Bye. No analytics needed there.
You would have looked interestingly wrong in the first year, but then correct every year after. And ironically, that's how I describe Bo Nix as well, too, without the gate sort of thing. So that you are the quarterback whisperer in terms
when
of...
When you get done with this, you're going to go look, and then you're going to text me and just with, ha, 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 oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's very, very true. All right, some other ones, if you want to get on board, whether you want to talk about Mac Jones, Walker, whatever the case may be. Nicolay Law Talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Other quarterbacks that you might like going into this week. I can't. Maybe you like Love. Maybe you like Rodgers in that matchup. I'm not quite sure. Maybe you go somewhere else.
Yeah, Michael Penix was the top streaming candidate that was widely available. At least when I wrote the waiver wire article on Monday, he was about 22% roster in Yahoo. I don't feel great about the fact. I don't know if he plays. And honestly, if I'm the Falcons, I'm just going to have Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier run 50 times and just win by 40 points. Like
That'd be smart.
This is the frustrating part about Week 8 when 6 teams are on bye. Like I keep talking about it next week too. If 4 teams on consequence, we're talking 4 teams of consequence on bye as well. We're talking about over a 2-week switch, 10 teams that are going to matter. fantasy wise, either this week because of the attrition or next week due to the talent, that you're going to have really difficult situations. The Falcons should win by 40 points. This Dolphins team is just an embarrassment right now. And yet I think they can easily do so by only running the football. And it's why Michael Penix really isn't one of those guys. I like him slightly more than my guy, like you said, Marcus Mariota, or even going down to that level, like the Tyrod Taylors, the Andy Daltons, the Mac Jones of the world, that we have of 26 teams playing, at least six of them are using some variation of backup quarterback or ineffective one. It's just going to be bleak this week. And I think this will probably be the lowest scoring week for winners across the board in fantasy, and hopefully you can scrape out the quarterbacks that you might have.
All right, let's talk about the running back situation as well here. There's a couple of different ones that I'm intrigued by, and I'm really intrigued by Breece Hall. And I'm scared to death of the Jets offense. I'll be honest with you. Obviously, the owner, Woody Johnson, slams Justin Fields. Aaron Glenn's up there like, I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to start earlier today. Okay, dude, like, what do you think you're going to do as far as pulling a wild card out of your head? It doesn't really matter who you pick at this point. But I'm scared. Like, Garrett Wilson scares me. Breece Hall scares me. I mean, even the tight end we were talking about last week, that ended up being a complete flame out. I don't trust anybody on the offense, no matter how talented they are.
No, it's one of the worst offenses of all time, which is, I mean, all time is probably a little bit too dramatic, but it is one of the worst offenses this year. Garrett Wilson's out, Mason Taylor's questionable, Breece Hall's questionable, Tyrod Taylor's questionable, and this should be an excellent matchup against this Bengals defense that I don't think has Trey Hendrickson this week either. Like, if there was ever a spot for volume to ever happen for the Jets that doesn't count the fourth quarter, it should be this week, and you know, I have zero confidence. Like, on my waiver wire article, I mentioned Josh Reynolds. If you were super deep, and I'm going through this list, like Josh Reynolds, Malik Washington, I think I put Christian Watson on there just to have people aware that he's going to be picked up, or I'm sorry, playing at some point here in the near future. None of those guys I want to have out there. And I think the Jets are a perfect example. Now, the Breece Hall part of things is interesting because I don't know about you guys. I follow the salary cap pretty closely. I like to kind of nerd out with that stuff. If the Jets hold on to Breece Hall throughout the NFL trade deadline, I'll be shocked. I mean, he's at the end of his rookie year contract. They've been talking about how they don't have a lot of salary cap space to do different things. And I think there's a lot of teams that could use Breece Hall. So a guy like Isaiah Davis, not that you're playing him this week, but I do wonder if you almost mothball Breece Hall this week with the idea that you're going to be trading him and then have Isaiah Davis kind of be the feature back moving forward. It won't work well. I just don't think the Jets offense, like you said, is very good at all. But I would be shocked if Breece Hall is a Jet past week 10 of the NFL season.
One more for you here that I'm kind of curious on, because we have Chicago Charlie, Bears fan, all that. Bears offense, DJ Moore looks like he's playing. He's been upgraded to healthy and playing. What about Rome Odunze? Last year, you know, he got a bust out, was going to be, it appeared to be that next great wide receiver in this league, and maybe hasn't had the numbers to back that up necessarily this year.
Yeah, Odunze, really, I thought, I loved Odunze coming out of college. That was my, a lot of people liked Malik Nabers or Odunze. It was always Marvin Harrison 1. You'll hear people after the fact say, no, I liked Malik Nabers more than Marvin Harrison. Those, you guys aren't real. But it was Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze. I liked Odunze more than Nabers. It wasn't a matter of saying one or the other's bad. I just liked Odunze more. I think a lot of people expected bigger things, especially with how great that rookie class was. And Brian Thomas Jr. came on towards the end as well. And it felt like Odunze put all that stuff together the first 3 or 4 weeks of the year, but it really was touchdown dependent from a fantasy perspective to have Odunze be that guy. Now, with the Ravens this week, I'm not sure if you saw that spread, but it opened the week with the Ravens almost by a touchdown favorite. And I don't know how that is the case unless Lamar Jackson's playing. And with that Ravens defense basically all being back and healthy now for the most part, they've been missing a bunch of guys the 2 weeks prior to the bye. I'm a little bit worried. Caleb Williams has not been the type of quarterback that I thought he'd be coming out of college. I don't know if it's the Bears stink or whatever else, but Caleb Williams has not been nearly the type of quarterback that he was supposed to be, almost like Trevor Lawrence in terms of generational quarterback and then not. So Odunze's fine. I think you have to play Odunze this week. The only issue with six teams on bye, you have the JSNs and Amon-Ra St. Brown that are at the top, but the middle tier of receivers was cut out. Like I normally like weekly rank these guys, and Jordan Addison was wide receiver 21. I would normally never have Jordan Addison anywhere near the 20s, but he was right there on the fringe because there's just so many of these guys outside that mix. So Odunze, I think I had like wide receiver 15. I'm assuming that he'll be okay in terms of if the Bears are scoring a bunch of points to keep up with Lamar Jackson. But if Caleb Williams keeps being ineffective, I would be a little bit more worried about the Chicago offense.
Yeah, Lamar did practice today, listed as questionable going into the game this weekend. Joe Bartel, thank you very much. We'll do it again next Friday.
All right, going to go watch Mac Jones walk. See you in 5 minutes here.
I'm telling you right now, I cannot wait. Very good. There he is. There goes Joe Bartell off to watch the Mac Jones video on draft night. RotoWire Fantasy Sports, follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. He joined us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. From him to a guy that's looking good. I can see him. See him getting ready to come onto YouTube for his Friday hit. Man, this dude, Austin Herdinia, he's smooth as butter. He is at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, the manager over there. And what? Look at... Oh. I saw just flames of fire. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was on fire. Man, he knows how to do the graphics over there, too. My goodness. It's time to follow the money with Austin Herdinia coming up next. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Speaking of, up for a game, Pottawatomie Sportsbook right there with you. For all international games and matches, the Midwest's best sportsbook opens early. Place your bets, kick back, enjoy the show on an absolutely enormous video wall. 2,000 square feet. Then grab a cold one along with food from a menu packed with flavor. The Pottawatomie Sportsbook Kitchen. Amazing! Not up for watching the game, but still want in on the action. You can wager on any sport, anytime at Quick Service Kiosk. Bet above the rest at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Buddy, buddy, buddy.
It's time to follow the money with Austin Herdinia. The sportsbook manager of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Come on, man. Austin Herdinia is fire right now on YouTube. Follow him on YouTube. Go watch Austin Herdinia at WI Sports Radio. Pottawatomie Sportsbook Manager joins us now. How are we doing, Austin?
Very well. How are you doing?
You're making everybody die here. I mean, Tommy Wirtz is hanging out over here. You grab a microphone, Tommy. Tommy Wirtz is hanging out over here. Saw the flames go up from your screen and, like, lost his mind.
Dude, what was that? Like, you just, like, rose from there. That was insane.
Our fantastic producer, James Hacker, over here. He's doing that today.
I mean, how big dog is Austin Herdinia to be like, you know what? I need a producer for my radio hits with Sparky right now.
Right.
Like, that guy, he gets things done over at Pottawatomie. Like
he does.
That.
It's amazing. Hey, big UFC fight coming this weekend. Are you guys packed? Do you have room? Can people still make reservations?
Still make reservations. Yeah, we still got room. Gosh, it's going to be a great fight. Early too. It's, you know, prelims start at 9 a.m. Main card at 1 p.m. If you want to go to Pottawatomie.com, click on sportsbook and then reservations. You'll see your choices for the area.
Tommy can just text you.
Tommy can text me. I'll see what I can do for him. We'll see.
That didn't sound like very encouraging.
No, that didn't
sound like he's allowed to really do that. Sparky was like, all you gotta do is send him a text. I'm like,
I don't know, man. It's a pretty big one. And then he's like, oh, let me see what you can do. That means like, yeah, well, you can stand in the back and I won't tell anyone.
But that's cool, though. Yeah, standing in Potawatomi is cool. Yeah.
No, it's a big one. I know you're not really a fan, but I know Austin's pretty in tune. Like, tomorrow's going to be like, is Tom Aspinall just better than everyone else and we got to wait for John to come back? Or if he's not coming back, like, he's just going to run the division.
It sounds like a soap opera. Let's talk to our guy, Austin Herdina, now and follow the money. All right. Most bet game, obviously, is probably Packers and Steelers, is my guess at the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Believe it or not, it is second right now.
Really? It's the first week where the Packers are playing, and it's not the most bet game.
I know. This week, it's Cincinnati Bengals. And it's a line that, you know, was Bengals minus 6.5. And even though we have more money on that than anything else, it's gone down to minus 6. So I can't really explain that too much. Yeah, the Bengals, Jets, they're playing the Jets. I mean, the Jets are awful.
Yes.
Right? The Jets offense has been just putrid. They've been trailing at halftime in every game this season. They've allowed their opponents to score the first touchdown in every game this season. They can't play from behind. Like, they're just not built that way.
It sounds like a gambler's dream every week.
Yeah. So if they're going to, you know, fall behind again, give me Flacco. Give me the Bengals. T. Higgins has had a touchdown in 7 straight home games. Sauce Gardner, he's going to be on Ja'Marr Chase. So I look for T. Higgins to get another touchdown. He's plus 133 right now.
All right, very good. Moving on, second best game, bet game, Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Where are we following the money to there?
Packers minus 3. I think that's not much of a surprise there. I'll tell you what, when this line came out, I was a little surprised. I thought it would be closer to a pick 'em. So giving the Packers minus 3, even though you're at, you know, it's at Pittsburgh, such a big game. I don't know. I don't know how I lean on that one. What do you guys think? I mean, you guys think that Packers get it done?
Yeah, I'm convinced the Packers get it done. And I'm convinced that Jordan Love has, like, one of the best games he's had to date. I think this offense is going to be geared towards Jordan Love having a big game against our guy Aaron Rodgers. I would guess that he has at least 30 to 35 passing attempts in this game, and they try to air it up.
I'll tell you one thing. So, yeah, if Jacobs is banged up at all, if they're not going to give him the full amount of carries like they didn't last week, one thing I really liked is Jordan Love has had 18 or more rushing yards in the last 4 games, and his rushing number this week is only 13.5. I like the over on that. Yeah. It's probably my favorite prop bet from that game. He's going to look to do something that, you know, Rodgers can't do anymore. Rodgers isn't going to be scrambling for 14 yards. So I like Jordan Love over in rushing yards too.
All right, third bet game, most bet game at the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 4 against the New Orleans Saints. That line is just shocking to me. The Saints have been awful this year. I thought the Buccaneers would be favored by a lot more. I understand they have a lot of injury problems, but it's the Saints. Like I'm just surprised. So the bettors are obviously feeling the same way I do. They like the Buccaneers in this one. The Saints have been losing at the end of the first quarter in every game this season, similar to the way the Jets have been with their first half. It's just when you're a bad team, it's hard enough. It's hard enough to come from behind in the NFL, even harder when you're a bad team. So I'm with the bettors and the Buccaneers this week.
Sportsbook manager of the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Austin Herdina, joins us. Follow the money. We do it every Friday at this moment and time. He joins us on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network as Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I want to get your thoughts. World Series baseball. All the money is more of the money on the Dodgers, I would assume, than the Blue Jays in this thing.
Yeah, pretty heavily on the Dodgers. Getting a lot of money on Ohtani to be the MVP as well, which is understandable. I mean, the guy's gonna, you know, he's gonna start a game, probably gonna get a win. He's going to, you know, bat top of the order. He's gonna get the most opportunities, so it makes sense. Yeah, I like Dodgers. I think I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Toronto takes game 1 tonight. But I like Dodgers in 6 games. That's my prediction.
I think the Dodgers win the series. I don't know how long it goes. I don't think they sweep Toronto. I think Toronto gets at least 1 or 2 against them in this thing. But I think the Dodgers definitely win the series. Thank you so much. And again, for people that want to reserve seats to come out, watch the baseball game tonight, or come out, watch the Green Bay game on Sunday, or full slate of college football tomorrow, full slate of NFL games on Sunday, how do they reserve their seats?
Go to Potawatomi.com, click on the Sportsbook tab, and choose reservations. And Sparky, I just want to say, did you not notice my beautiful tie today? honoring the World Series today?
No. I mean, I see that you're wearing a tie, but I can't see it close enough. So what's on the tie?
Look at all this. All these. It's all the logos from like 1994, probably. I don't know.
Nice.
So yeah, I got it at a garage sale for a dollar. I couldn't say no.
Look at you. You're a thrift shopper. Yeah,
that's right.
All right. Thrift shopping with Austin Herdinia Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. Tune in. Austin, thank you so much, my friend. Have a good night.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.